Michael Anderson.
Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. First, here's the news.
The password that lets caterpillars hide in an ant's lair.
By Rebecca Zombeck.
New York Times, February 25th, 2026.
An ant colony is a safe haven in an unforgiving world, offering food and protection for the insects that built it.
They are well-defended fortresses,
said Rochelle Adams, an evolutionary biologist at Ohio State University who studies ants and their communication.
It's such a concentration of resources that it makes sense that other organisms want to get in,
Dr. Adams said. But first, those bugs have to figure out how to sneak inside and blend in without being detected and killed by the ants.
Some butterflies hack the secret code of the colony, essentially learning to speak the ants' language as a way to find shelter there. Once in the nest, either the caterpillars are fed by ants or they eat the ants' young.
The ants then care for them in the colony until they become butterflies and fly away.
Scientists have studied this behavior for centuries.
But how exactly the caterpillars break the ants' code has remained a bit of a mystery.
For some butterfly species, this gambit is the only way they'll survive.
And now, here is No Queens, written by Natalie Sachs, directed by John Noel. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 2nd, 2026.
I'm hungry!
Yes, so you said.
I could eat a whole leaf. Not just the leaf. I could eat the whole apple. The whole tree!
You're embarrassing, you know that?
It's not right. It's not fair that they have more food stockpiled in that mound than they could ever use, and we're out here starving!
Carl, chill out! That's what we're here for. Remember the mission.
Yeah.
Have you been practicing your act?
Of course.
Then we're golden. We sneak in, give them the old razzle-dazzle, and we're set for life.
What about everyone else? All the other caterpillars in our tree?
Probably eaten by birds.
Billy!
It's a bug-eat-bug world out there, Carl. Only winners end up on top.
But it doesn't have to be. There's more than enough food for everyone if those guys weren't hoarding it all.
Precisely. Time for a little redistribution of resources, bud.
Did you hear that?
They're coming. Hide.
Good haul today. Rotten fruit. Dog kibble. A potato chip.
Are you supposed to be eating that? Shouldn't we be saving it all for the queen?
Oh, there's plenty more where that came from. Some idiot kid dropped an entire bag. You want one?
How convenient.
It's not luck. It's skill. We wouldn't keep coming out on top if we weren't all so good at what we do. That scavenging team is full of winners.
The queen says that the only those who stand with her are the winners.
Yes, yes. That's why we're all such devoted followers, aren't we?
Oh, and did you hear what she said about the foreign invaders trying to break into our colony to take our jobs and steal our food?
Which is why we're here. No dirty caterpillar is making it into the mound on our watch. You know as well as I do. Let one of their kind in and bam! There goes the neighborhood.
But what if there are foreigners hiding among us already? How will we know?
Willow. You know what an ant smells like?
Yes.
And I know what an ant smells like. It's that simple. If they're not from here, they don't belong here, and we'll sniff them out, and maybe there'll be a bonus for it.
You need an extra reward for serving your queen?
Need. No, but as a little extra motivation.
Rooting out the intruders, ruining our park, isn't motivation enough?
Hey, I gotta do something about this.
What was that?
Who are you?
Oh, us, we're no one, just scavengers returning to the colony with the food we found.
I don't smell any food on you.
Yes, I mean, we're going back to meet up with the team so we can go out and get more food. No such thing is enough, am I right?
Where are you from?
Oh, we're from the north side of the colony.
Oh, near the queen. Have you seen her lately?
On occasion. She doesn't pay nearly as much attention to us lowly scavengers as she does valiant guards, such as yourselves, of course.
She called us valiant?
Of course, who wouldn't?
Oh my god, that's incredible.
So, if you wouldn't mind, we'll just be moving
along. Hold it! How do we know you're who you say you are anyway? You smell like you're from the colony, but why don't we recognize you?
There are literally thousands of ants living here.
And we have to check everyone. I mean, what if foreigners try to sneak in? We have to be prepared.
Let's all just take a moment to calm down, shall we? Carl, why don't you entertain these brave soldiers for a little while?
Now's your chance!
What's going on?
It's the traditional dance of our people, of course. Don't you recognize it?
It's beautiful. Oh, you should perform that for the queen. Only she can fully appreciate such art.
We'll plan on it. Now, if you don't mind, we'll be heading inside.
You don't have to listen to the queen for everything, you know?
What?
Carl!
You could work together with your fellow ants to build a productive society without bowing to the interest of an autocratic leader.
Okay, how about another little performance? A song this time. I've got just the thing.
You could look out for each other so everyone has enough to eat without hoarding it for a monarch that you did not choose.
Give 'em the old razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act with lots of flash in it, and the reaction will be passionate. Give 'em the old hocus pocus, bead and feather 'em.
Bead and feather 'em.
How can they see with sequins in their eyes? What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle 'em, and they'll never catch wise.
What were we saying?
Oh, thank God that was close.
This isn't right, Billy. We shouldn't just be stealing from those who have more than we do. All that does is reinforce existing hierarchies. We should spread our wings.
Wings?
We don't have wings.
Metaphor. Nothing more, nothing more. My brother, he's so poetic.
Brother? Males can't be scavengers.
Yes. I mean, obviously, that's not what.
But are you?
You don't have to be beholden to an antiquated gender roles either. No more letting males sit around doing nothing while you work day after day, only to give up all the fruits of your labor to the ruling class.
Carl! Could you please shut up about class warfare for one fucking minute? This is no time for a manifesto.
You mean, instead of serving the queen, I could gather food for myself?
Yes, as much as you need.
And I could convince the other ants to collect food for me?
I mean, you would be working together.
And I could collect so much, I'd never have to worry about running out ever again.
Exactly. No one should have to worry about
and
not having enough food.
And then I could keep collecting more, so I controlled the food, and the other ants would have to serve me if they wanted any, and it wouldn't matter who's a worker, and who's a male, and who's a queen. Everyone would have to listen to me because I controlled the food.
That's treason!
It's genius is what it is. Freed from the narrow constraints of our genders, all ants will be free to work for me!
That's not...
You can't...
Why don't you two come inside and we can discuss this further? I'd love to know more about this new world order of yours and... how we can maximize the profits it entails.
Morgan, they're foreigners!
They're revolutionaries, is what they are. And they're here at my invitation, aren't they?
Yes, of course.
Immigrants add so much to the intellectual diversity of the colony, don't they? You must tell me more about where you're from and how they live without a queen and where you got so many legs.
Carl, you're a genius.
What about all the other bugs? What about empowering the proletariat and seizing the means of production?
I'm getting the queen! We can't stand for this diversity of opinions.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
What are you?
Stand down, soldier, unless you want me to bite your legs off.
I, fine, I cede.
Wonderful. Now, let me tell you all about my plan for instituting indentured servitude among the ants colony. The ants gather food for me. Eventually, they can earn a portion of it for themselves. Win-win!
I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, be sick in your cocoon. We're gonna be rich!
No words exchange, no time to exchange.
This has been No Queens, written by Natalie Sachs, directed by John Noel. Featuring David Michael Kirby, Raban Luyat, Kat Plazas, and Jasmine Spies. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, March 2nd, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.